Problem Talk with Teens.
Broadcasting the future.
And changing the world.
Hair unprofessional.
Posture unapproachable.
Speech unaddressable.
Success ineligible.
We are unashamed.
This is Josiah Jackson.
Tierra Yates.
Delasia Dennis, along with Destiny Williams. An article by Senhil Malanathan conducted a study with Marianne Burchin, an economist. They mailed thousands of resumes to employers with job openings, but before sending them, they randomly used stereotypical black and white names. The same resume was 50% more likely to result in a callback for an interview if it had a quote-unquote white name.
Hiring recruiters will hire one minority woman and consider their business diverse. Stereotypes on black girls cause them to be inappropriately judged. The judgments are unfair and cause them to be turned away from job, school, and other opportunities.
We talked to Cassandra Brentley about her experience with stereotyping.
She explains an incident that occurred when washing her hair.
I lived on a floor with a bunch of girls that did not look like me, and I was preparing to wash my hair. So I told the girl that lived next door to me in the dorms, you know, I was about to wash my hair, and she looked at me with a straight face, and she said, "How do you wash your hair?" So I looked back at her, and I said, "The same way that you do, with shampoo and conditioner."
Some people may not know that they are stereotyping someone.
Cassandra explains how she tries not to place stereotypes on people she doesn't know.
When I think about my interactions with other people who may be truly ignorant, they just truly don't have the experiences and they don't know, to really show them that the stereotypes that they might have aren't necessarily always accurate.
Having been judged prior to introducing yourself to someone can be difficult. Cassandra explains how she has to go the extra mile to not make people feel uncomfortable.
Sometimes the strength that is a stereotype, that black women are just going to be strong, we can never be weak or vulnerable. It is okay to be vulnerable. It is okay to not keep up this front that we are just super strong and we never have any emotion, or we can take on whatever life throws at us, because sometimes that's not the case.
She explains how studies out there about black girls in society.
She says you shouldn't shy away from the stereotypes.
I've been very mindful to give people the benefit of the doubt and to really form my own opinions about people after meeting them, after interacting with them. I truly believe that people are inherently good. They want to do the right thing. So I always try to keep that positive space when meeting new people and interacting in new situations, to not place stereotypes on others in the way that I would hope other people do the same thing. So I have to be mindful to always smile, go above and beyond to express more of a happy demeanor, to not make others uncomfortable. And I found that to be true in both my personal and professional life. There are studies out there that show we are among the most educated when you look at other groups of individuals. We have historically been required to take on the burden of a lot in our society, in terms of raising families, in terms of being a provider for those families.
This information is critical to the world we live in today.
When people aren't given different opportunities, the level of success and building the foundation of a company, school program, and anything else become limited.
Everyone has different skills and talents. Stereotypes are an obstacle that can limit people's ability to use them.
We encourage everyone to give anyone a chance before judging them and treat others the way they want to be treated.
As black women and black girls, I think it is important to understand that there are stereotypes that exist about us. However, I think it's also important to not always run away from them. If you are a person that is, like the example I used earlier, loud, you know, and you have a great voice and it carries sometimes and you get excited about things, that's not always a negative thing. So sometimes it's nice to maybe turn some of those negative stereotypes into, you know, positive pieces about your personality and to embrace them rather than always trying to shy away from them.
Problem Talk with Teens was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in Holy Family Academy's radio broadcast journalism program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers
and do not necessarily represent those of Holy Family Academy.